This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
99.9 KISW. This is the Beard from Metal Shop, and I'm talking to Scott from Q5. How you doing, man?
I am doing great. How's everybody out there?
I think things are going just fine. So let's just dive right into it. You guys have been haven't been doing much for 33 years, and then out of the blue, whole new album with New World Order. How did that come about?
Oh, we haven't really been doing anything. We've been playing for quite some time, all those years, in and out. We played as Q5 about 10 years ago back in Germany, and that kind of got the ball rolling a little bit. So we played hither and yon, and about 3 years ago, we got asked to play in Sweden Rock, and Sweden Rock's one of the biggest festivals in the world. There's, 50,000 people there. And so we kept getting these invitations to play places, mostly in Europe, and we decided to just put the band back together, kind of like the Blues Brothers. Here we go. That's what happened. We started playing some more. We got interest from Frontiers Records, which is the biggest record company in the world now. They're based out of Italy. And we released New World Order about a year ago, and it's going great.
That's fantastic, man. It's cool. I'm glad you guys are back making more new, fresh music. Let's dial the clock back to 1984 when Steal the Light came out. You were in a project called Core at the time. Correct me if I'm wrong on any of this. And I believe the other members were in a project called TKO. How did things coalesce that Q5 came to be?
I was in a band called The Core. That's right. It was an all-original band at a time when most bands played cover songs. In fact, I had been a cover artist myself for a few years in local Northwest bands. The Core was comprised of myself, Floyd Rose, Rick Baldwin, and Mike Rain. And we basically went out with the Ronnie Lee Band, and Ronnie Lee would play local clubs and stuff, and we would play the first set. And then Ronnie Lee would come on and play a few sets afterwards, and everybody would drink beer, and we'd be happy. Floyd and I decided that we wanted to move away and start a new project. So we had written some songs in the Core, and we'd also written some songs on the side. We went in the studio and recorded some demos. We needed some people to play bass and drums. So we enlisted Evan Sheely from TKO and Gary Thompson from TKO and had them play on our demo track. And we sent it out, and we got pretty much immediate interest from a bunch of record companies. And we got interest from Ken Kinnear, who was the manager of Hart at the time. He wanted to manage us, and Hart's producer wanted to produce us. So we went down to LA, and we decided to get a second guitar player. And so we auditioned a bunch of people, and eventually ended up with Rick Pierce, who was also playing with TKO at the time. So that's pretty much how it came to be. We went to L.A., we recorded the basic tracks for what was to be Steal the Light, came back up to Seattle, and finished the record in a studio up on Capitol Hill, no longer exists, called The Music Source, and that's where Steal the Light came from.
That's fantastic. And then 1 year later, when the Mirror Cracks, another excellent, excellent record from the mid-80s, seems like you guys were very influential with so many awesome bands. Great White, Wolf, and one of your former members, Floyd Rose, forever changed the face of the guitar with his invention of the Floyd Rose whammy bar.
Absolutely, yeah. Lloyd is an amazing person and one of the smartest people I've ever known, and we had a great time putting this band together and writing songs together for many years, and he's still doing it. Everybody's just down at the NAMM show, and the Floyd Rose Experience is down there, so he's still banging around, and I appreciate the kind words about Great White recording one of our songs and Wolf. That's nice stuff. It's lovely to play. Being a musician, it's what everybody wants to do, and I'm fortunate enough to have been able to do it and enjoy the success.
Being in a band that's been around for such a long time, I'm sure you've seen so many different changes in the music industry and the evolution of hard rock and heavy metal music. What are some of the things that you're enjoying about the music today that weren't quite around back then, and how do you feel about the evolution of the genre?
Metal itself, metal slash hard rock, because, you know, I go back, my influences go way back, because I like to listen to stuff that when I was a kid and in school I would listen to with my friends. I remember when Queen first came out and I was in school, I was like, holy cow, who are these guys? Mm-hmm. And, you know, fortunate to see them live a couple of times. They were amazing. And through bands I'm going to go way back now, like Grand Funk Railroad or Nazareth, who really, you know, helped kick off the genre. The thing nowadays is with the internet and with TV, and, you know, MTV came around and really changed things. You were able to see what was going on around the world. A lot of bands weren't fortunate enough to be able to travel to Europe or Japan or see bands from Australia. I just heard a lovely song, speaking of Australia, about the great band Angel, which became known up here as Angel City in the 80s. So nowadays we get to see these things almost instantaneously. We can, if we want to listen to Norwegian death metal, we can do that instantaneously. Or we can listen to more hard rock, prog metal, like from Camelot or from Sabaton. We can listen to those bands instantaneously, or we didn't get to do that in the old days. You'd have to search through Tower Records or order something special if you kind of heard from it. So that's really cool, and my personal taste leaned a lot towards the more prog metal, melodic, lots of layers and vocals and all kinds of cool dual guitar battles and stuff like that. That's just me, you know, based on original bands I listened to, like Maiden, you know, who was fantastic and still is in my top three bands of all time. So.
Of course. Let's delve into a little bit of the influences for the new record. What were your thoughts when you were working on the lyrics?
A lot of the songs are pretty standard stuff, you know, boy meets girl stuff. Good old hard rock and, you know, see a girl walking down the street kind of stuff, which I still like to write about. New World Order is all about, you know, the changes in the world that we see right now. And I don't know, I guess I'm fortunate enough to have lived through a few decades where I've watched things change and people, you know, seem to desire a certain thing and might wish that you didn't desire that thing once you get it. I know that sounds a little cryptic and weird. I'm not sure that I can articulate exactly how I feel about some things on an interview, but I usually wait, you know, for Rick or somebody to come up with a guitar lick, and if it starts to paint a picture in my mind about something that I'd read about or seen on TV or whatever like that, then I start from there. That's pretty much how I come with stuff.
What was the writing process like for the new record, for New World Order? Lead me through the songwriting process for Q5.
Well, a couple of ways. I would go over to Rick's house, and I would have a lyric in hand and say, I've got this lyric. What cool thing have you been dreaming of lately? And he would come out with something, and I'd look and see if it even remotely painted the picture of the lyric in my head. And if it didn't, I would start right there with a line or two and then build around that. Then we would take it into the guys and say, you know, Rick has this riff here or two, and let's work on it. And the guys with the Jeffrey would put a drum beat to it, and Evan would put the bass to it, and Dennis would add his input. And so it was pretty much a everybody got together and we would write the riffs. I would hopefully have a close to full lyric idea down, and then we'd work on the arrangement. And that's pretty much how it came about. We wrote a bunch of songs. We went into the studio with them and started laying them down. We put down three at first, sent them off to the record company to see if that's what they were looking for from us. Mm-hmm. And they said, yeah, go ahead. And we just kept on going.
And you've been going for 33 years now. Quite the career.
Yeah, I was only 10.
Wow. Wow. Early start. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. So you're from Q5. Once again, this has been The Beard from Metal Shop. Make sure you check out Q5 at Northwest Metal Fest. It's going to be absolutely worth going to. So many good bands, and it's going to be such a blast and a half. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Ryan. Really appreciate it. See you all at Metal Fest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.